Chapter 3. The Garden of Eden. The Genesis Code. Enter the Dark Lord. The Flower People. Science and religion agree that, in the beginning, the cosmos moved from a state of nothingness to the existence of matter. But science has very little to say about this mysterious transition, all of it highly speculative. Scientists are even divided on whether matter was created all at once or whether it continues to be created. By contrast, there was remarkable unanimity among the initiate priests of the ancient world. Their secret teachings are encoded in the sacred texts of the world's great religions. In what follows, we will see how a secret history of creation is encoded in Genesis, that a few over-familiar phrases can be opened up to reveal extraordinary new worlds of thought, mighty vistas of the imagination. And we shall see, too, that this secret history chimes with the secret teachings of other religions. In the beginning, there precipitated out of the void nothing but a matter that was finer and more subtle than light, then an exceptionally fine gas. If a human eye had been looking at the dawn of history, it would have seen a vast cosmic mist. This gas or mist was the mother of all living, carrying everything needed for the creation of life. The Mother Goddess, as she was sometimes also called, will metamorphose in the course of this history and assume many different forms, many different names, but for now, the earth was without form and void. Now for history's first great reversal of fortune. The Bible narrative continues, "Darkness was upon the face of the earth." According to biblical commentators working within the esoteric tradition, this is the Bible's way of saying that the Mother Goddess was attacked by a searing dry wind that almost extinguished the potential for life altogether. Again, to a human eye, it would have looked as if the gently interweaving mists that had first emanated from the mind of God were suddenly overtaken by a second emanation. There was a violent storm, like some rare and spectacular phenomenon observed by astronomers, the death of a massive star, perhaps, except that here, in the beginning, it would have been on a completely overwhelming scale that filled the entire universe. So this is what it would have looked like.